Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, everybody, to the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe lesser values than love have the potential of sliding into the morass, the rabbit hole, the dark corners of bait and switch. BS, however you want to assign those two letters, it ain't healthy. It isn't good. We mustn't live in the BS of life, but live in the love, the light of love throughout our living with all the people we connect with and we have relationship with. That love dominate our priority, that love would dominate our thinking and our capacity for life. So I'm here every week to just muse with you, to unpack the depths, the heights, the width of love, that love would become something that we study if it is to be the primary notion, primary goal of life. Well, then love should be studied. It ought to be leaned into as much as we know how, right? I'm a firm believer. You've heard me say this 100 times if you've listened to me before. I'm a firm believer that God is love. Love is God. He who dwells in love dwells in God. He who dwells in God dwells in love. That's 1 John, the little epistle of 1 John. And I also am a firm believer when Jesus said, "By this shall all people know you are my disciples, if you have love." So there you have it. I don't need any more encouragement or command for my mind to be wrapped up in the principles and the power of love. So I'm here every week to teach and to train and to inspire, I hope, those of you who come. I appreciate you giving me a half an hour of your life and time. I will not waste your time or take it for granted. What I do here every week is a couple of things at the first, or one thing at the first and one thing at the last, so that we can stay between the white lines of the highway. Keeping me straight and narrow, keeping you straight and narrow, moving forward in the study of love. I have what I call Love's Creed, something that I've written as it was originally a New Year's resolution for me. In fact, I keep it there because it's not only a New Year's resolution, it's my New Day resolution. I call it into my mind every day. It's not easy, that's for sure. It's not easy to maintain this path of love. But it is simple to have this specific, singular goal. So here's Love's Creed. I'm going to read it through so you can hear it, get used to the rhyme and meter of it. And then I'll come back and I'll have you repeat after me like a bride and groom at a wedding altar, okay? So here's Love's Creed. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Now that you've heard it through, let me ask you to repeat after me in phrases that I hope you can just draw and drink in the significance of these words. Here we go. Repeat after me. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. There you have it, Love's Creed. If you'd like a copy of that, you could email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. Randy Dean Ministries is all one word, lowercase, @gmail.com. I'd be happy to send you a type copy of that. Well, today I want to continue on part three of something I've been pursuing here, as you, if you've been listening along the way, but if you haven't, well, welcome to this conversation on the communication of love. How and where and when do we communicate this principle of love? What are the means by which we communicate love? And how is it vital to our well-being? I'm convinced that our world is shaped by our internal realities. The world outside of us is shaped by the world inside of us. And holding that inner world in the cradle of love, holding an inner world in the tension of love, because there is a tension to love, because every one of us, myself included, encounter reasons to be less than loving, right? I've said before that I want to put this in the right context. There was a day and time as a pastor that I was reluctant to preach on love, because any time I did, I found myself assaulted, verbally, by some people who would come to me and say, "Well, you talk big about love, but there was that one time when I felt like you didn't love me, or you weren't being loving, and I felt rejected," and you know what I'm getting at. I came to the point where I knew if I preach on love, if I teach on love, somebody's going to accuse me of not being loving. And maybe that's a fair thing for folks to do. I didn't feel like it was fair. But so I backed away. Then I came to my senses. I grew up finally. And in my maturity, I said to myself, look, we all have values that we live to and aspire to, and we all stumble in our reach. All of us, everyone, myself included. So I'm not suggesting that I'm a perfect lover with everybody I've ever met. And I struggle. I struggle internally. That's where I started this point of the conversation. Internally, I can get into that mully grubs, into the meditation of madness, the meditation of unforgiveness. But once I catch myself, I stop. I pray the Jesus prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I just say, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy on me. So to that end, I know that, however, that when I keep a steady target for loving, I'm shaping my inner world. So that, now here's all of that is said, so I come right back to my purpose for today. And that is so that I can be an effective communicator of love. I want to effectively communicate the principles and the power and the beauty of love all the rest of the days of my life. I pray, I hope, I'm aspiring to. I can't promise myself that this will happen, but it sure is a worthy aspiration that on the last breath of my life, the last moments of me on this earth, that before I pass from this life to the next, as the Native Americans would say, before I walk on, I hope that I can say with my last breath to whoever's in the room, and if nobody's in the room, I'll say, I love you. Now, maybe that's just simply for the ears and heart of God, or maybe it'll be for my family, maybe it'll be for a medical personnel. But whatever that is, I pray that my last breath is spent on love. I mean that. I'm very serious about it. And to that end, as I live, I want to maintain a steady communication of love within me, so that I don't, in the last moment of my life, I don't have to wonder, wait, what am I supposed to do? What am I going to? No, I don't want to be there. I want to live day by day by day by day by day with an aim at the communication of love. Now, to further this point of reference, I found this quote from St. Clare of Assisi. She was one of the first followers of Francis of Assisi, St. Francis. She established an order of nuns back in the 13th century. And St. Clair of Assisi said this. This is a beautiful, beautiful quote, and it underlines the communication of love for me. Here it is. We become what we love, and who we love shapes what we become. If we love things, we become a thing. If we love nothing, we become nothing. Imitation is not a literal mimicking of Christ. Rather, it means becoming the image of the Beloved, an image disclosed through transformation. This means that we are to become vessels of God's compassionate love for others. Isn't that beautiful? This means that we are to become vessels of God's compassionate love for others. I would add that her mentor, St. Francis of Assisi, said one time that we are to love all things, the birds, the stones, the ground, the trees, the bushes, the flowers, the air, the sky, the stars. In fact, St. Francis of Assisi was once famous for saying he would walk the path of nature and see a tree and say, "Good afternoon, Sister Tree. Good afternoon, Brother Bush." You know, whatever the case may be. He was so caught in that ideal that he would speak to nature in the words of love. That is how, in communicating love, we shape our world, because we're shaping our internal world. We're shaping our meditation, what we're reflecting on, what we're meditating on, how we walk with this recessitude of love is my grounding. Love is my ceiling. Love is the walls that protect me. And yes, I may be assaulted by hate. I may be assaulted by rejection. I may be assaulted by really bad behavior from others. I may be assaulted by bad circumstance. I may find myself in a storm, and maybe a Sister Tree topples over and crushes my car. Maybe. Those are the things we have no control over. They show up and something bad happens. So when that external reality becomes part of my curriculum in life, I have a choice to make, don't I? A choice to love no matter what has come at me. Now, I want to be quick to add that when I'm loving, it doesn't mean I'm a pushover. It doesn't mean that if I'm loving all people and somebody it just intentionally is brutal with me or mean-spirited or angry or harmful, it doesn't mean that I have to just say, well, I guess since I love you, I have to put up with it. That's not love at all. That kind of behavior can be jumped over. That's what I'm looking for. To jump over that behavior and still love the person who's distributing that behavior. But in loving that person, I'm not loving their behavior. And I can love that person regardless of their horrible behavior by continuing to sustain in me the character of love. And in the character of love, as St. Clair of Assisi said, I can sustain in me, where is the quote here? She said that we become vessels of God's compassionate love for others. So I can walk in compassion for a mean-spirited person, for a person in bad behavior. I can walk in a compassionate love for them while at the same time not allowing that behavior to shrink me, to shrink my mind, to shrink my inner world, but to recognize this is a person in deep pain, and for my own protection and guardianship, I must love them at a distance, with a margin, with a measure, by creating boundaries around me. You've heard the saying, right, that good fences make good neighbors? Well, I believe that with love. Sometimes I have to maintain a good mental, emotional, psychological fence so that I can sustain love and keep folks who have a sloppy sense of their boundaries from encroaching on my property. And I mean like in my emotional, psychological, spiritual property. I can sustain a fence right there and say, I love you. However, you're standing on my roses. I love you. However, you just stepped in dog poo, and now you're trying to walk into my house. I love you. If your shoes are dirtied by stepping in dog poo, then I'm going to ask you to take your shoes off. And if you can't take your shoes off, you don't get to come into my house. Those are simple rules. It really is. But it's the rule of an emotional and spiritual life as well. So when somebody we know is harmful or mean-spirited or critical or whatever they may be, I'm simply going to live with a boundary around me that does not let their dysfunction become my dysfunction or to steal me away from loving no matter what they say. I will love them, but I may have to love them at a distance. I may have to love them with my spiritual and psychological fence firmly planted. And I can smile and wave, right? I can smile and wave at whoever they are and say, hey, I love you. I'm alive to love. And, you know, they might respond with hate, but that won't change my priority. That will not change how I will communicate, which is today's topic, the communication of love. Over the past couple of weeks, I've talked to you about how the communication of love is the means by which we simply connect with each other. Communication in general is everything we say, everything we do. You see, it's not just words, it's actions. Everything that we hold and that becomes the atmosphere of our own life. Communication is carried by all of those means. Every eye roll, right? Every hand gesture, right? Every body movement, and oh yeah, even our words communicate. So if you speak to me and I roll my eyes and throw my head back, I've communicated without a word. But if you communicate with me and I roll my eyes and throw my head back and I say, whoa, I'm sorry. I just felt a terrible stabbing pain in my side and it hurt. Now I've communicated thoroughly, haven't I? If my communication is just an eye roll and a head throwback, well, you're left to wonder, well, gosh, are they hating me? But if I love you and a sudden, maybe a kidney stone, some physical ailment hits me in a moment while you're talking to me and I, without even thinking about it, I roll my eyes and I wince and throw my head back, I then have some need, if I've kept the meditation, the inner world of love cooking in me, I have a means by which I can say to you, oh, ouch, I'm sorry. That was not aimed at what you said or at you at all. I just had a stabbing pain in my side or in my kidneys. Please forgive me. You see, that's what love will do. Love communicated means that even if my physical actions are poorly demonstrated, my verbal actions, my verbal connection to you will rebuild the path and the bridge. I know that I have learned through the years that a tender touch, you know, just that moment of a pat on the hand. When my wife reaches over and takes my hand, she doesn't have to say a word. I know we are in love. When my little dog, little Dixie, walks over to me with her gentle tail wag and her brown eyes and she looks up at me, oh my goodness, that little beast is loving me, and it's such a treat to look back and love her back. All of that is to say, we all are living in a world of communication every day, every moment, every second of life, which is why it's important to have good manners, which is why it's important to hold a door for a stranger, which is why it's important to smile as often as you know, and to nod, to look at people in the eye and say, good morning, good afternoon, good day. To bring love into the atmosphere of our otherwise emotionally polluted world. We live in such a partisan divide in our culture. It's heartbreaking to me. And yet it's not so heartbreaking that I refuse to do my part to push back. To push back against the hate that all of that is. To push back in some form or another and to make sure that I'm doing my little part. I cannot change the whole world, but I can change the world into which I enter moment by moment. I cannot you know, I cannot gather all of a community or a county or even my little neighborhood all together and say, okay, everybody, let's say the Love's Creed. I almost said the Lord's Prayer. You could do that too. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Let's say Love's Creed, and let's go out there and love everybody. I can't do that every time. Now I'm doing it here on this radio broadcast, and let me tell you, what a treasure this is for me. I love doing this. But I can, in everyday life, walking through the grocery store, gassing up my car, going to the bank, running normal errands, I can keep the communication of love alive in my footsteps. To be somebody of a meditation who is holding my world, like St. Clare of Assisi said, that I sustain this atmosphere about me, that I know that I'm here for the purposes of love, and no matter how mundane or ordinary or simple my life is, I remember those words. She said, we become what we love, and who we love shapes what we become. So I'm going to love all things everywhere, all around me, to become something that expresses the nature and the spirit of Christ in my entire world. Right? I can't change the world, but I can sure change the world into which I'm entering at any given moment. However small or insignificant that world may be, I can change that world through the communication of love. Well, let me bring this in for a landing. The plane is circling the airport, and it's about time for me to make sure the landing gear is down and we bring this plane in. Every week on the No BS Bishop, I lead you to, in closing, on two exercises that I think are very important for the communication of love. And one is breathing well. We know that medically speaking, when we breathe as well as we can, in the most healthy manner we can, it helps to clear our consciousness, it helps to clear our blood pressure, our thinking, and it rests us. So on the count of three, I'd like to ask you to have your feet planted firmly on the floor. If you're seated, set up straight. If you're standing, just stand as straight and still as you can. And on the count of three, take the deepest breath you can. Hold it in the basement of your lung for just a second or two. All right, here we go. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Clears our mind, clears our headspace, clears our body for a moment to be loving. The second thing I do here, and this is my treasure, it really is, to do this. In fact, we're very close to having Loveware by the No BS Bishop available, and I'll get that information to you in the weeks to come. So you can say, hey, it's about to get awkward. Might startle you a little bit. Let's make it weird. Look somebody right in the eye and say the three most holy, charmed, and powerful, magical words in the human language. I love you. It'll be startling. It'll even be a little weird for some people. It'll be weird for you, I'm sure. I've felt that weirdness, still do when I try to do it intentionally. It's you can bumble it, I have, but try. You're not going to get any better at it if you don't try it. So look somebody in the eye, give them those lilting, that lilting beautiful poem. I love you. Imagine a world where people did that on a regular basis. The communication of love, right? That is the most effective communication of love, to say those three words, to say them with a powerful connection to anybody, almost anywhere. And I don't know anyone anywhere who wouldn't appreciate a reminder. I love you. If I could see you through the radio, I would say it right to your face and look you right in the eye. And I hope you can imagine me saying it. I love you. You. Now go out there and make this a beautiful day. Find somewhere, some way, somehow to communicate love. to do it in such a way that your life is better and the life of others is made better. And as St. Clare of Assisi said, this means we are to become vessels of God's compassionate love for others. If we rise to that shining, we will change this world one centimeter, one second at a time. And the world can be made a more tolerable, beautiful place when we do. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. It is always my honor and a treasure to join with you here week in and week out. I hope that you spread the word. Tell people, tell your friends, come join us. Listen in. You'll learn something, I hope. And as you do, let people know that you're not going to get harangued at, or you're not going to get a bait and switch message here. This guy's just going to tell you about the beauty, the towering majesty of love. All right, y'all. Happy, happy trails.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.